Wow. What a good year, right? Yeah. It wouldn't have been a good year without all of you, though. So, as I reflect on my year of service, watching that slideshow, and all these wonderful people, my team that are... You're all about to graduate, right? Yeah. They're moving on to their next step in life. So, very excited to see where they go, and being able to work with... Being able to work with Mr. Booth this year was an honor. So I'm very excited to see where all of you go. I think Colin's going to be up there at Iowa State with me. But through their time this year, I've seen them grow as people, seen them grow in their service and their willingness just to do anything. This is a group of five individuals that you could walk up to, and I'm sure their ag teachers could say the same thing. You could present them with a challenge, and it could be Mount Everest, and they're going to do it willingly. They're going to climb that mountain, and they're going to do anything asked of them, because they know that through the Blue Corduroy, it has served them, and this was their opportunity to give back. So, very, very proud of all these individuals. So, before we get too much further, I want to recognize them individually. Mr. Booth, are you around here? All right, Mr. Booth, would you come up here, please? So, I want to thank you, Mr. Booth, for being willing to put up with my constant questions. I was always asking you stuff, and your patience has been unbelievable this year, and you're just... guidance throughout the year. I really appreciate that, and thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Come here for a picture. Thank you so much for your service. Appreciate it.
Next up, Colin. All right. So, Colin, this man is full of energy, which I can appreciate. I'm full of energy as well. I really appreciate you always being there, always bringing that energy, making me de-stress when I'm ready to pull my hair out with a nice joke, you know. I really appreciate that about you, Colin, and your willingness to always be there whenever I need you. So thank you, Colin. All right, next up, Phoebe. I appreciate, and I want to thank you for your willingness to laugh off any situation, you know, like the face of anything. You're always like, huh, it'll be okay, you know, just no matter what it is. You know, I think the school could be burning down. You're like, yeah, it'll be okay, we can finish contests, you know. So I really appreciate that throughout the year, and just that coolness you brought to the team with that, you know, brought the calm. So thank you. Phoebe. All right, Dylan, you're up next. Thank you for always, you're my go-to guy for anything I need. Dylan was always, you know, I'd call Dylan and ask him, hey, how'd you do it last year? You know, how do we go about this? Can we get these rooms together? And I'm like, yeah, I'll talk to the janitor, you know. You're always my go-to guy on any question I had. And you always made us, everything run smooth, on time. And you were always there whenever I needed to ask you a question. I really appreciate that. It's kind of funny, quick story. So yesterday, I get a call. We're in the middle of facilitating. Yeah, I lost the idler pulley on my truck, you know. I'll be there in a little bit. So so we had that little mishap yesterday, but thank you. Thank you, Dylan. Allie, you're next on the chopping block. As they say on Chopped, I guess. So thank you for always being willing to take on any challenge. The other day in Clarinda, it was me and you there during FFA week, and you were willing to step up and take on a whole room of middle schoolers and high schoolers by yourself. So I really appreciate you always being willing to step up to that challenge no matter how hard it may have seemed. So thank you.
Okay, good job. Thank you. So.
And Paula, last but not least, I also want to thank you for stepping up whenever I needed you to. That call service, you're always there, always willing. And whenever I asked you to do a job, I knew it'd be done right, it'd be done well, and that you take that and you make that your focus. And I really appreciate that, and that'll serve you well in the future. So thank you for always being there to just do whatever I needed you to right then and do it well. So thank you, Paul.
All right, Sam wouldn't let us say something about him last year, but George didn't have a choice. We're going to say it. George was always the fun of the group. No matter what the time of the clock was, we were always having fun with him. Like last night, it was, 12:30, and he's running around like a little kid playing with a yoga ball. he always had laughs. He always brought jokes. He always brought a great perspective, too. And we really appreciate that about George. So.
George, we appreciate all that you've done, and you are always there, even though you were new coming into this and you didn't serve as a district officer before, you were always willing to learn with us, newbies coming in, which is me and Paula, and we appreciate that, and we appreciate all that you did for us, and maybe you can get better at bowling.
Let's give another round of applause for all of these amazing individuals. Definitely, thank you all again. You made this year really, really enjoyable. Man, it wouldn't be the same without you guys, so thank you. All right, so.
We gotta take a picture.
Oh, yeah, we gotta take a picture. Why not? All right, for your final time, your Southwest, your 2022-2023 Southwest District Officer Team. There they are.